University of Victoria is heating up tonight. As Heather Robinson explains, an animal rights activist, animal rights activists are not happy with how the university is dealing with the problem, and they're fighting back.
These cages are used to trap rabbits, the latest in the University of Victoria's efforts to solve its money problem.
We're delivering the rabbits to a veterinarian who is euthanizing them through an injection.
About 100 have already been culled in the last 2 weeks, predominantly around the athletic fields where busy bunnies like to burrow holes.
The purpose is to rid the area of rabbits because of the critical concern we have for athletes hurting themselves.
But the traps have upset those who want the university to use alternative methods to get control of the campus that is overrun with bunnies.
Dr. Shaw here in Victoria has offered to neuter all the males for nothing. It could be time consuming, but ultimately it's the right thing to do.
In fact, the local veterinarian first offered his services 2 years ago with a plan to sterilize the males for free. The university says it might consider some form of sterilization in its long-term plan. In the meantime, bunny activists have been filming trappers who collect the live bunnies, and on Monday they even tried to stop them.
They aren't pets, and they aren't wildlife, and I'm tired of people writing them off as wildlife.
The group is also worried about poison boxes set up to control mice and rats. They say the small baby bunnies fit into the holes.
They're obviously investigating and ingesting and dying all over the campus. I saw three last night. Dead babies.
In June, UVic will release its long-term strategy for controlling the rabbit population. Heather Robinson, CBC News, Victoria.